More details on how to provide rent relief for both residential and commercial tenants are expected to be thrashed out when the National Cabinet meets today. And as Gavin Coote reports, it's not just tenants who've lost their jobs who are anxious. Some landlords are also worried about their financial future.
When COVID-19 restrictions saw Chris laid off from his job, the Brisbane hospitality worker tried to stay positive about his prospects of keeping a roof over his head. But then an email from his real estate agent this week got him worried.
I received a letter basically stating any missed payments or late payments will go straight on your rental record. It was kind of like a thinly veiled threat.
The email, seen by AM, arrived in Chris's inbox less than an hour after Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a six-month moratorium on evictions. It went on to warn tenants they'll still owe money after the moratorium, and details such as their ability to access their superannuation would be noted on their rental history.
The last thing people should be worried about is, you know, secure a roof over their head.
It's a problem Shereen Noble is confronting from the other side of the ledger. She owns two properties on the Gold Coast, with one rented out through Airbnb, income that's now looking precarious at best. And with her job as a pottery teacher now on hold, Shereen Noble's other rental property has become her lifeline.
I do feel really vulnerable at this time.
National Cabinet has agreed to have a closer look at the issue of commercial and residential tenancies. The Victorian government has been given the role of coming up with options for residential tenancies. In a statement to AM, a spokesman said it doesn't want to see people being turfed out of homes, and it's confident National Cabinet will find a way forward. In the meantime, landlords are being urged to take a more flexible approach with their tenants, something Shereen Noble is willing to do. But she worries too there's little protection on offer for landlords struggling to cover their expenses.
And I haven't stopped my mortgage payments because I am aware that, you know, it does just get added on. It's not a get out of jail free card.
Tenants have been contacting agents or their landlords and requested some kind of leniency, and every single one I've spoken to today has been denied.
Real estate property management consultant Natalie Grant sees herself as a middle person between tenants and landlords. As the COVID-19 response continues to evolve, she feels tenants are as uncertain as ever about their rights. But she insists any new measures to protect renters who've lost their job mustn't disadvantage property owners and managers either.
Landlords will have pride as well, so they're not necessarily going to be open to saying to a tenant, I've lost my job as well, I've got no money.
Back in Brisbane, Chris has been assured he'll be able to return to his hospitality job when things get back to normal. But he worries what other issues he'll encounter on the other side of COVID-19.
You still certainly owe the money, and you could be in trouble next time you try and find a property to rent.
That's Chris, a Brisbane hospitality worker who's been stood down, ending Gavin Coote's report.